Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. Agriculture brings people and places together. So what can you tell us about where this is happening in Texas?
Well, Tony, I'm talking about our friends over in the city of Grosbeck, located in Limestone County. They've been working for a while on renaming of a city street to include Martin Luther King Jr.'s name. Part of the goal was to recognize King's belief in community pride and unity.
Well, what does that mean for the community?
Well, it's where agriculture comes into play. Thanks to the strong leadership and creative vision of a newly appointed city council member, the community got behind the concept of a community-supported garden. The goal was to embrace the spirit of Martin Luther King Jr. and his belief in the importance of giving back to the community. Not only will the garden be open to all citizens of Grosbeck, but the local school children will benefit from the education lessons it will yield. Better still, the vision for the garden is to think outside the box by incorporating aquaculture, wind, and solar energy, along with our traditional growing methods.
Now, projects like this don't just spring up and instantly happen. Now, when will this garden actually become a reality?
Well, the garden's located on land that's owned by the school district. The district agreed for the garden to be located on their property in exchange for the education the garden will provide to the students. A committee is currently working on locating the sources of funding for the garden, and the city hopes that the garden will open as early as this fall. But whenever it does open, you can be sure that the city of Grosbeck will celebrate this as a shining example of why Texas agriculture matters.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.